Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Solentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you very much for listening. We always appreciate your time. Our guest today is Henry Thengvall. Henry is a redshirt junior. He is on the Wichita State basketball team. He attended Cape and Mount Carmel Catholic High School, where he was a Wichita Eagle top five pick in 2022 as a senior on that team. Also played football, ran track at Capen. Henry is a regular on the Athletic Director's Honor Roll. He is a member of the American Conference All-Academic Team. And on Tuesday, Coach Paul Mills awarded him a scholarship after Henry worked three seasons as a walk-on. So, Henry, you can find that moment on video, on social media, all over the place. What was your... Take us behind the scenes. Did you know this was happening? Did anyone say, hey, you really need to be at practice on Tuesday? How did this work?
I did not know it was happening. It was a surprise. So after practice on Tuesday, Coach Mills told us all to go sit down in the chairs in the front row. And so I did that. And he had a care shirt in his hand. So a care shirt is something that Coach Mills hands out, like, usually after every win. Character, attitude, and relentless effort is what it stands for. And so I thought he was just kind of explaining to the new guys, going to hand one out, and kind of started talking about me and what I've done this summer. And I was like, oh, cool. Won a care shirt. Sweet. And then so he goes, Henry, get up here. I walk up, get the care shirt. He's like, stay up here for a second. He's like, Henry's a walk-on, blah, 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 and today's his last day. He said something along those lines. Then everyone was jumping on me all of a sudden. So it was quite the experience. I keep watching the video. It's pretty cool. So, I mean, Coach didn't have to do that, so it was pretty neat that he did.
Had you talked about it over the previous seasons that you would like to earn a scholarship? How does that kind of work?
No, we actually haven't really talked about it directly. Maybe it's something I'd hope for. It hasn't really been my biggest goal since I've been here. Probably been a little bit more team-oriented goals. But it's definitely a cool thing to earn, for sure. And it's probably just more of a representative that my hard work is paying off than anything else, I'd say.
Definitely. Nice recognition for all the time that you've put in. I know from doing stories in the past with some of the walk-ons, Zach Bush and J.R. Simon, probably most prominently, there is sort of a brotherhood of walk-ons around the country at schools. Do you enjoy seeing these videos when other guys get this reward? Is this part of just kind of the walk-on spirit, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool experience to, you know, maybe graduate from a walk-on, but... just seeing the team like react like that. I've seen like videos of it happen to other people, and like you're like, oh, that's sweet, you know, it'd be cool if that happened to me, and then it kind of did happen to me. So it's a neat experience for sure, and it was pretty cool.
Definitely. So getting a free T-shirt is nice, but getting a scholarship is even better.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. How does this change things? Does your job description change?
I don't think it changes things at all. I mean, I still gotta come in here and work hard every day. So from a basketball standpoint, nothing should change, honestly. It should all remain the same, you know, keep coming in and working hard and just trying to be the best player I can be. But, I don't know, a little extra money in my account every month. That's about it, which is very nice. So
money is an important thing.
Yep.
Yeah, tell us about your motivation. You're working hard in the weight room. You play hard in practice. I see you in the gym early in the morning, afternoons, shooting with managers outside of regular practices. So this takes a lot of time to be a Division I athlete. What is your motivation?
My motivation is just for the team to be as successful as it can be. And I think some of those goals are just, you know, winning the American, going to the NCAA tournament, making a run. That's something that I've always dreamed of. It's something that I really want to accomplish when I'm here. It's definitely the biggest goal that I have. Not so much like the individual stats. I want the team to do really well. And I think that I want to see the community kind of respond in a positive way to that. So I'd say that's my biggest goal. Really just excited that could happen. I think it can. I think we have a great team this year.
So there's got to be a day when you're thinking, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to go get beat on by 6'9" huge guys. I don't want to do all this. Mm-hmm. What gets you out of bed? What gets you moving in those kind of days?
Oh, man. And they have happened. I'd say my freshman year was the hardest when I was like the smallest. And we had some really athletic guys. But probably just, I don't know what got me out of bed, but I just had to keep my head down and keep going forward. And I'd be lying if I'd say there weren't hard days. There were hard days, but that's probably what makes it more special now, is, you know, the hardships and the journey. That's what makes it sweet. So when you look back, you say, like, a feeling of accomplishment, knowing that you pushed through and accomplished something hard. So that's always a good feeling.
Hard days are allowed.
Yeah.
Tell us about how your role has changed. You've now been in this program longer than anybody, right?
Yeah.
As I'm running through it?
I believe so,
yeah. So you would know, you know, all the routines. You would know Coach Paul Mills' expectations. You would know how drills run. You would know when he says this, what does he really mean? Or do you find yourself really helping, you know, orienting the newcomers to all the things that it takes to play basketball at Wichita State?
Yeah, I think so, and I try to. Coach Mills does have a lot of drills, so I try to maybe, me, TJ, and Joe, I guess, have been here the longest, for sure, definitely, but longer than anyone else. So we try to, like, help those guys on some of the drills, and it's definitely probably a new experience. Coach Mills kind of runs a fast practice, so just helping them out, getting them organized, and letting them know, like, kind of how we run things here. It's important. And I think the chemistry has been great this year, so everyone's really gelled really well together, so it's a good team.
I keep hearing that. We'll talk about that later, definitely. How are you a better basketball player now than you were when you arrived at Wichita State?
I think probably all the facets of my game have been better, but probably just the individual development program that we have here, the managers, the GAs, Cotto and Max, and all the past GAs that have rebounded for me. I mean, they put a lot of time in as well, even though I'm shooting, but they're out there rebounding. So what aspects of my game have gotten the most improvement? I think my shooting is, obviously, that's something I've always been good at, but I think it's, like, off the dribble, off the move, shooting has gotten a lot better. Defensively and, like, the pace of the game, probably that's even more improved, just because you get more used to it as you get bigger and older, and you can kind of see things more and how the floor is laid out. So, and then defensively, I think I've gotten a lot better just learning different techniques and things like that. So it's been a big change, and there were some challenges, some growth spurts, but yeah, it's been great.
You talked about the managers. They do a lot of work around mm-hmm. here. Tell us about how important they are. Some guys I know have had a favorite manager where they really like working with that person. Give some people some insight into the life of a manager and what all they do for this basketball program.
They do a lot. Cotto was telling me the other day he gets here at 5:15 in the morning. I was like, wow, that's unbelievable. Just getting things ready for the staff, getting things ready for us. I really don't know what he does that early. It's hard for me to imagine, but I get here at like 7:30 and shoot. He's here 2 hours before that, so yeah, they work super hard. They're always out there rebounding, texting me, like, when they're free. They're here on the weekends. They do a lot, and it's a big deal. They help out with the scout during the season. So it's a lot of work. We appreciate them a lot. So shout out all the managers.
Is there a sign-up sheet to get rebounders? How does that work?
I usually text them. Me, Cotto, and Max have a text string. So that's how we communicate. But for the new guys, I think they just get reached out to, so they get them taken care of.
Why did you decide to walk on at Wichita State?
Man, I think this opportunity came after my senior year, like a couple weeks after the season ended, and it was just too good of an opportunity to pass up. I mean, Coach Eck and Coach Brown had, like, kind of connected and discussed the possibility of it happening. They had a spot, and they offered it to me, and I took it. I had a couple other basketball offers. I also had some track offers that I was considering. So I was kind of probably leaning that way. But I wasn't, like, fully sold on them, and I hadn't committed anywhere. So I was just kind of, like, biding my time, pushing it off, waiting. And when this came off, I was like, can't turn this one down. So I committed, and it's been a great experience, and I do not regret it. It's been a great choice.
Coach Steve Eck at Capen, and then you also mentioned Coach Brown, Isaac Brown, who mm-hmm. was a coach at Wichita State when you first arrived here. You've talked about watching the Shockers growing up in Wichita. Who is your favorite former Shocker?
Probably Ron. And Clay Anthony was always, like, super cool because he was just huge. I'd come to kids' camp in July, and me and my brothers always talked about, like, that massive eagle tattoo he had on his chest. So we thought he was, like, the greatest basketball player to ever live, so they were legit. But yeah, we definitely remember those games. Remember watching the Final Four game, coming to some games. My dad remembers, even, like, he always talks about, like, he remembers, like, Coach Cousinard and Gail McHale and all those guys. I've do not remember those guys at all. Your time, right. But I don't remember those guys at all, but my dad has been coming to games ever since he moved to Wichita, so he knows even farther back than I do. But I think the first Wichita State basketball team I remember was like the 2013 team.
Okay.
So that would have been 22 now, and that was 2013, so 12. I was 10.
Right.
So that's pretty far back for Wichita State basketball for me.
Perfect time for a youngster to fall in love with sports.
Those guys.
You mentioned Ron Baker, Clay Anthony Early would have been on that team, and that would have been a fun thing to experience as a youngster, definitely. Your favorite American Conference road trip?
Favorite road trip? Florida, the Florida ones. FAU, USF, UCF was in the conference my first year in Orlando. That was fun. I like going to Florida. It's amazing whether we go there in December or January when it's below freezing here and you go down there and it's 80 degrees. It's pretty awesome. You step off the plane, it's like you're in the Bahamas or something. So where else have we gone, Paul? I don't know. We went to Greece. Went to Greece 2 years ago. That was awesome. I like Philly. I always like Philly, going to Philly.
What do you like about Philly?
Get a Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
I think the city's cool, too. I do like that city. It's probably the biggest city we go to. We went to Chicago once for DePaul.
Right.
I like Memphis just because the arena is pretty cool. Obviously, the Grizzlies arena, FedEx
right.
Forum.
They play in the NBA arena, which is down on close to Beale Street or down in that area.
Close to Beale Street. And the fans, like, I just love playing Memphis. It's sick. And then Tulane is cool. New Orleans.
It's a fun little gym.
Yeah.
It's small, but it's got some atmosphere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably about it. Those are probably the top. Yeah.
Definitely some good road trips in the American Conference. Favorite City League gym to play in? Other than Capen, I guess. We'll remove Capen.
Capen is the best. Carroll, the Capen Carroll game always gets a ton of people. And then I'd say Heights also. Carroll and Heights. Those are the other ones don't get as much of a drop, but those games are always... A lot of people are there.
Capen and Heights would have been a big deal. I guess continues to be a big deal. Those teams have dominated the City League in the last few years. And you would have played against current Shocker teammate T.J. Williams.
Yes.
Describe playing against T.J. and Heights.
It was great, I think. Okay, so we got a little lucky. I never lost to T.J., but he had us down. They were down pretty big one time my junior year when he was a freshman. And we were down like one or two with a couple seconds left, and we threw a full court pass and like bounced through a couple people, and our big man Ethan Stuhlsatz shot and drained a three to win at the buzzer. It was at Heights too. It was unbelievable. It was like kind of during a COVID game, so there weren't that many people there, but it was sick. And then my senior year, we beat them twice, close games both times. I think we won by two the first time, and the second time we won by like we were down, and then we kind of came back. One by like five, maybe. So I love playing Heights. Coach Auer, he goes to St. Thomas, so good relationship with him. That's where I go to church.
Coach Joe Auer, former coach at Heights, just wrapped up his tenure at Heights over the past season.
Yep, so I've known Coach Auer for a little while through there. And then, TJ and William played on the same summer team, so I've known TJ for a long time also. I've known him even before we played against each other, so I've known TJ for a while. Yeah, we had some great battles, but... Capen was able to come out on top.
Capen and Heights has definitely been the big City League matchup in recent years. You're a finance major here at Wichita State University. What are your career plans?
Career plans? So I've got the fifth year. I'm going to use the fifth year, put off the real world for another year, and then we'll see. Thinking about law school. It's what my dad did, so might do that just because, but I'm really not fully decided yet. I got an internship this summer, so I've been bouncing back and forth between the internship and here. That's been good. Good experience. They've been great, very flexible with the schedule, so obviously appreciated.
Where is your internship?
It's at IMA downtown. It's like an insurance group, so I'm in the surety department, handle some bonds and stuff, look at some financial statements. So it's been a good experience. I've learned a lot.
Excellent. Yeah. We love internships here at Wichita State. I'm going to make you an NBA coach. Which current NBA player do you draft to start your team?
Today.
In the league today.
Will I get Curry like when he's young, or is he already 40?
Everybody is in their current state.
Okay.
But I like the way you're trying to game the system, work around the rules.
That would be my first pick. Okay. Who's a good young player? Do I take Wembanyama? You might have to take him, right?
I think that's a solid choice.
That's the first pick. That's what you build around.
Yeah.
And then for your guard, maybe you go like, who's the best young guard in the league now?
Had some people pick Anthony Edwards. I did this with all the newcomers.
Yeah.
A lot of Anthony Edwards. Got a lot of LeBron.
LeBron's about done. He's got 1 year left. Can't draft him now.
Right. He is close to the end.
This is it for LeBron.
Victor Wembanyama of the Spurs. That would be a popular choice, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Jordan or LeBron? Do you have an opinion on that?
I'm a Jordan guy. The Last Dance really convinced me. That documentary during COVID. Sat down and watched that. I was inspired. but yeah, I'm a Jordan guy. I think it's just the six rings. Just the six rings and six. Never lost the finals, so that's pretty impressive. That's solidified. Winning dominates everything. Winning is the most important part of the game. When you win that much, you're the best.
He definitely had an inspiring career. Did you know he played in this arena in the McDonald's All-American game?
Did he really? I did not know that.
1980, 81?
That's pretty crazy.
Aubrey Sherrod played for the Shockers, was also in that game. Greg Dreiling, Capen guy, was also in that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was quite the moment, definitely. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Top Gun Maverick. Amazing movie. Came out a couple years ago. Loved Top Gun Maverick. I love Tom Cruise, all the Mission Impossible movies, but Maverick is legit, I'd say. Did you see that one?
I did see that one.
I thought it was pretty awesome. Highly recommend. Obviously, probably everyone's seen it, but
that is a good one. Describe playing for Paul Mills.
Paul Mills, I love it. Probably every coach is unique, but a little different than all the other coaches I've had in my career. So, but it's been great. He's really pushed me, held me to the same standard as everyone else, and he's a pretty intense guy during practice. He loves basketball. I love basketball, so it's a good fit. And I think we got some good pieces, so I've really enjoyed it. He's taught me a lot. I think he's got a really great offensive mind. We run some great sets, so I do like a lot of the sets. He gets us some easy buckets at games. For the people that watch with a close eye, they've seen that. So has some good baseline out of bounds plays, some good sets out of timeouts. So it's been a good experience.
Have you learned more on the, I guess I'll call the physical side of basketball, how to move, how to shoot, those kind of stuff, or more on the preparation side as far as, you know, watching video, scouting reports? Mm-hmm. Where do you think you've picked up the most?
Probably video, the film room, honestly. It just like kind of teaches you a lot about the game. A lot of people just watch the ball, but you got to see all the pieces. I mean, basketball's just... There's so many moving parts to it, and one person being off could just affect the rest of the team. And you think like by not doing your job, like it won't impact the play, but it does. Like by you staying there, your defender's just sitting under the rim. So, you know, it's little things like that. You always got to be moving. Everyone's got to be on the same page. So yeah, that's probably where I find the most.
You sound like you're preparing to coach your son or daughter's seventh grade team down the line. Are you squirreling away notes and tips that you can remember?
No, I keep it all in the brain, but I've definitely learned a lot. So,
what music do you listen to get prepared for a game?
What music do I listen to? Whatever the DJ puts on. Pre-game, I've also got my own tunes. I'm kind of a country guy, so I listen to country in my free time, but pre-game, maybe Drake. I think that gets me in a good mood. Some of the guys, like, I don't really understand their music, so I gotta put my own headphones in. But I like the music the DJ's got out on the court. So,
who's your favorite country music artist?
Zach Bryan. Yeah.
Just had Bruce Springsteen up on stage a few within the last week or so at one of his concerts.
Where at? Oh. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen was with Zach Bryan. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think they played Atlantic City, which is a great Springsteen tune. Love it when I can bring Springsteen into a podcast.
Like Springsteen as well.
It didn't happen very often. Who wins a game of horse on this team? No dunks.
I think me.
Henry wins a game of horse.
Me or KG, Kenyon Giles, or Mike, probably top three shooters on the team. It'd be close. It'd probably come down to who has the most creative shots.
Michael Gray would be the third person you mentioned there. Michael Gray Jr. Uh-huh. also. Who wins a game of horse in the Thingvall family?
Me again, of course.
Okay.
It'd be close between me and Will. We're both good shooters. But now that Nate's run track, his shot is actually still pretty good for not playing basketball for the last couple years. But and my dad's got a good shot too, but I don't think he can hang anymore.
Okay. Who wins an 800-meter race in the Thingvall family?
Nate. I got to give it to Nate now. It used to be me, maybe. But he's got me by a lot now, probably.
Yes, as you mentioned, your brother William, excellent basketball player and football player at Capen. He now plays basketball at the University of Kansas. Your brother Nathan runs track at the University of Kansas. Your sister Ellie, she is on the dance team and plays tennis at Capen. So how did growing up in this kind of an athletic family shape you?
It shaped me in a big way. We had no video games growing up, so my mom always sent the three of us outside to play. We played everything. Obviously, we played basketball, football, soccer, shoot, whatever. Like to golf. But we were like making up random games in the driveway, like scooter soccer, stuff you do when you're bored. And you're tired of shooting hoops or throwing the football around. So we did a lot of stuff, great times. But yeah, it shaped us pretty drastically because no video games. You're always outside with the neighborhood kids playing around. Getting in trouble, so it was a good time.
Do you have any good stories about someone throwing a board game because they're mad that they're losing, or a little family conflict? Who was the most competitive of the Thingvalls?
Probably all of us. I don't know if anyone's thrown a board game, but we've gotten mad at. There's been some fights and one on one and in the driveway, so. Yeah, it's gotten pretty heated at times. When COVID happened, we played 2-on-2. So that would have been 5-6 years ago now, which is kind of crazy. But we had some pretty intense 2-on-2 basketball games in the driveway during COVID. So those were good times.
I can imagine. Sounds like a good way to grow up. So you mentioned no video games, which is interesting. How hard was that for your parents to enforce?
Not too hard. I mean, they just never bought us any. Right. So, I mean, yeah, sometimes we'd play like, when we go over to a neighbor kid's house and we are terrible, so it's like, oh, this isn't very fun. I'm not very good at this. So we just never played, never been that interested in it, and it's probably something that I would definitely do for my own kids, too. They don't need to be rotting away on the couch during the day. So
there you go. Get those kids out running around in the neighborhood.
Yes.
You played your senior year for Steve Eck at Capen. He's perhaps the City League's most successful coach. I guess we could have a debate between Steve Eck and Joe Auer. Steve Eck's name would be well known to Wichita basketball fans. What was it like playing for Coach Steve Eck?
Great experience. It was pretty cool. We won a lot of games. We lost our first game of the year to Mays by 2, I think, or something like that. And then we won like 22 straight games, won the City League. And then we lost to the eventual state champions, Topeka Stevens. So it was a great year. Very fond memories playing with my brothers. And Steve was great. So it was fun. Good coach, learned a lot, and he kind of got this opportunity for me, kind of knowing I had Coach Brown, so I don't know if I'd get this without him, but so very grateful to him. So shout out Coach Eck. He's a cool guy, and he's won everywhere. They just won 2 state championships after I left, 2 in a row, so he knows how to get it done.
He definitely does. Growing up when I did, City League was a huge deal.
Yeah.
In some ways, you could say, at times, winning City League title may have been more meaningful than winning a state title. Is winning City League still a big deal to your generation? You were,
definitely.
I think you were 16-0 as 2022 as a senior. That was a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big deal. The Capen puts a little number on the wall for city and state championships, so I think it's a really big deal. It means a lot, and definitely a cool thing. You get a little medal. But I wanted the state championship. State is probably bigger now than City League. City League's definitely different than it used to be. I think a lot of kids have gone to the suburbs. So instead of like everyone going to East and Northwest and Southeast, those schools have probably dropped just slightly in town level, and like the Mazes and the Derbies have probably gotten some of the better kids, as you can see maybe now from the talent level. So it's been good though. Heights, Carroll, and Capen though will always have really good athletes just because of the draw. So
three good programs.
And they'll cycle up and down, but those three will stay strong. And Northwest will always be good at football. So, I mean, the City League is still strong.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. You've been here all summer. The Shockers wrap it up on Friday with their summer practices. You've played pickup games. You've been going to practice. Give us a name or two that Shocker fans should be thinking about, paying attention to when we get the season rolling in the fall.
Man, we have some good players. I think Kenyon Giles is probably the top. Great shooter, great ball handler, really. When we need a bucket, I think he's probably who we're going to. I mentioned Mike earlier, also another great shooter. I've been impressed with Emmanuel Okorafor as a big. Really just he's an assertive big, very physical, big body, can catch lobs, can run. He's smart, he's assertive. Jarrett Valencia has been great. Dylan's been great.
Dylan Petit. Transfer from Temple.
Yep. Who else has been good? Everyone's been good. TJ's been playing really well. He's super athletic, obviously. I think we got a good little squad going. So Dre's really fast.
Dre Kendall,
yeah.
Point guard from Barton County.
Community College. Yeah, so.
So the people that I talked to, the coaches, people around the team, they describe this group as very competitive, loves to play basketball. Appears there's more pickup basketball going on this summer than there had been in previous summers. How do you describe this group?
I think everyone's definitely a little more competitive. And last year, you know, maybe there was just like a little bit of complacency because we had a lot more returners. But this year was 12 new guys. Everyone's hungry and wanting to get in the gym, wanting to get better. So I think that'll definitely help us with the good way people talk about, oh, it's hard, you know, 12 new guys. It might turn out to be a good thing for us just to have so many guys that are hungry, wanting to play.
Henry Thangvall, Wichita State Basketball, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
Willis, shot fake, looks to drive it, gives it to corner to McDuffie, three by Marcus. Good again! Oh, that ball barely moved the net, I think by 10, and Calvin Sampson...